A very good morning. On behalf of 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Daf Ayin, Zvachim 70b, pagination is 140. We're starting from the last three lines on Amud Beis with the start of the new Perek, the eighth Perek of Zvachim. The Mishnah states, Kol HaZvachim Shenisarvu B'chatos HaMesos, any time that a carbon, a good, valid animal, usable for the carbon that it was designated for, but it got mixed in with bechata'os hamesos, with an animal that was meant to be a carbon chatos, but something went wrong, and now this animal has to die because there's no recourse and it's forbidden in benefit, so we're not allowed to leave it around lest someone benefit from it, which would be forbidden. So we have to stop. We have to figure out a way to make this animal no longer available. I'm being a little wordy because in contrast to this is going to be the second part of the Mishnah. Many cases where it's simply yiru ad sheyistoavu. You let the animal pasture until it gets a blemish that will invalidate it as a carbon, and then it can be sold. You'll use it for secular, so to speak, purposes, for mundane purposes, non-carbon purposes, and the money that was generated by the sale will be able to be used to buy a new animal as a carbon. That's a certain category of invalidation where the animal is still usable, but not as a carbon. So it gets its blemish, you sell it, and you're able to use the money, and you're basically back on track to bring your carbon. Over here, though, we're dealing with animals that are forbidden in benefit. They have ascended to the level of a carbon chatos, and now they're stuck there in that level. A blemish is going to further invalidate it as a carbon, but it's not going to allow it to be used in the mundane sector, and therefore, mesos, the only recourse is for the animal to be put away, and it dies and is buried. Obishar haniskol, if this carbon that was a valid carbon got mixed in with a shar haniskal, an animal that killed a person and is slated to be killed, afilo achas berivo, even if the mixture is one in 10,000, which we understand to mean 10,000 good animals with one animal that got mixed in there, that is of this chatos hamesos status, yomusu kulam, they all have to die. There's no recourse. And the reason is because ba'alei chayim are chashuv, living animals are important, and therefore the standard rules of bitul berov, to be nullified in the majority, do not apply. Now, what are cases of chataos hamesos, a chatos that the only recourse is for it to die because it's forbidden in benefit and there are no solutions here? So Rashi tells us that there's a list of five such chataos. One of the items in the list is viewed by some commentaries as mistakenly being put on the list and they switch it. But just one example, chatos shemesu baileho, a chatos that the owner of it, the person who was trying to get his atonement through this animal, died before the animal can be brought. And therefore, picture the scene. The animal is brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and we say, what is this animal for? And they say, it's for atonement for so-and-so. Is so-and-so here? Nope, so-and-so is dead. Well, then, you can't bring the atonement after his passing, And that's an example of the animal has ascended to the great level of chatas, and there's no recourse here. It's going to be forbidden in benefit. And that was our problem because another animal got mixed in, or many animals got mixed in, and they're all in doubt, maybe that's the animal. Of course, there was no fingerprinting on these animals. There's no identity. No one has good facial recognition on it. It was a very casual scene. We don't know which animal it is, and that's our problem. And that's the first category. The second category is much simpler, if you will, to deal with. Nisarvu bishar shenne'evda. The animals in question got mixed in with an animal that was shenne'evda bo aveira, that an aveira was done with it. Or it killed a person, but only with one witness. Or the owner came in to admit that his animal killed. These are examples where we're not going to be obligated to kill the animal. It's going to be permitted to the mundane sector for personal use, just not for a korban. And therefore, we're going to have a solution that if we can allow it to get a blemish during its grazing, then we will be able to redeem it. As I mentioned, use the money to buy a new korban, and the animal itself, having been redeemed, is able to be used for other purposes. Biroveya venirva, if it was used for sexual acts, b'muktza, if it was designated, v'ne'evad, it was worshipped, b'esnan, it was used for in exchange for a sexual payment, u'mechir, and exchange for a dog, which is an act of disrespect to an animal to then be used as a korban. Bikelayim, the mixture of two types in a way that was forbidden. Uvitrefa, with simple understanding, is an attack where the animal is not kosher anymore. Biyotze dofen, it was a Caesarean rather than a natural birth. Yiru ache yistuavu, we have these animals graze until they get a mum, v'yimachru, and then they can be sold. V'yavu b'dmei ayofa shabohen me'oso hamin, and you could take the money value of the most valuable of the animals, because that's the most amount of money that could possibly be designated as the korban that got mixed in with them. And as long as you take the greatest amount of money, the redemption is valid, and all of those animals can't be used as a korban, but could fundamentally be used. And that's the difference between the first and second parts of the Mishnah. First part being Isser Hana'a. No matter what happens, it'll still be forbidden. The second part, once it has its mum, it can be redeemed. It will be able to be used in the general usage, and the money can now buy a korban, which will be able to be used in the Beis HaMikdash. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.